Texte numéro 122. We mocked preppers and survivalists until the pandemic hit. You've heard of preppers, right? Survivalists? If you watch TV shows like Doomsday Preppers, you know about their strange apocalyptic beliefs, that a disaster could strike at any time, overwhelming the social safety net, that this crisis could disrupt supply chains, causing scarcity and panic and social breakdown, that authorities might invoke emergency powers and impose police curfews, crazy theories like that. In fact, preppers have spent years as the objects of our collective derision. Until now. Today, we're all preppers, or rather, wish we had been. Non-preppers have been caught in a rain shower without an umbrella. Perhaps preppers are entitled to an apology. I've come to respect the prepper's ethos of survival and preparedness. One of my friends is one, or at least on the spectrum. When coronavirus hit, he wasn't one of the millions of people scrambling for surgical masks. He already had them in his survival kit. He kept a few and gave the rest to elderly people. Prepping is a choice that occurs before a panic, not during, a prepper recently complained on the internet. If you didn't stock up over time, you were a hoarder, or perhaps worse, an opportunist. In times like these, we need to come together and support one another. The preppers we encounter in popular culture are invariably the worst examples, religious or political zealots, and in the case of shows such as Doomsday Preppers, caricatures selected for entertainment value. But not all are gun and gear fetishists with delusions of grandeur. Many are apolitical or even left-wing. Global warming, environmental degradation, and anxiety about the Trump administration have spurred liberals and leftists into the fold. Plenty of websites now offer useful, non-alarmist advice on disaster preparedness, encouraging people to maintain emergency stockpiles in their home, not only for their own sake, but to assist neighbours when a hurricane or flood strikes. When disaster strikes, not if. The problem is that disasters always look like remote possibilities before they occur, and historical abstractions afterward. Even the coronavirus, as insurmountable as it seems, will eventually pass. We will return to normality, and then complacency, and maybe even go back to ridiculing preppers. Yet global warming probably means more and more of these kinds of crises, natural disasters, but also economic instability and possibly more pandemics as thawing ice releases long-dormant pathogens. Prepping comes across as pessimistic or even cynical, but perhaps it is better to think of it as pragmatism. We should prepare for disasters for the same reason we buy life insurance or back up computer files, hope for the best, plan for the worst. Adapted from The Guardian, April 2020.